fighting for your insurance dollar.
And find out why State Farm has been around for over 100 years and remains number one today.
All right, finally got to all these Halloween gremlins worked out of my equipment here. Let's head over to the land of green and white, check in with Breckenridge School News. Jordan Christensen sitting in today for Christy Sullivan. Jordan, good morning.
Good morning, Bill.
Hey, what's happening? Catch us up. What's going on this week in Breckenridge Schools?
Compared to last week, it's a pretty quiet week here in Breckenridge. Tonight we have an election form from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. at the high school. It is for some, like, I think Jeff Backer and both the Democratic and Republican candidates for this area will be speaking, and then our school board, people that are up for school board election. So it is kind of a dual purpose, but it's from 6 to 9 p.m. tonight, so that if anyone wants to come to that, they're welcome. And then on Tuesday night, we have our varsity volleyball team. They are playing in the subsection championship. They play Hillcrest Academy. They play at Fergus Falls High School at 8 p.m. I believe it's called Kennedy Secondary School there. If they were to win, I believe they would play on Saturday of this next week, which would be November 2nd, I think. And then also the first quarter ends for our students on November 1st. So it's a big week for kids wrapping up the first quarter here.
First quarter ending already. Where does the time go? I'm sure you hear that quite a bit in your line of work too.
Oh, it's a fast moving school year this year.
Definitely. And
it's going well though.
All right. Always great to hear from you, Jordan. Listen, have a great week. Okay. We'll check in next Monday.
Thank you.
That is Jordan Christensen sitting in for Christy Sullivan today. Breckenridge School News, and we do this every Monday at this time here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450, KBMW. Good morning.
Many postmenopausal women like me have osteoporosis. There is no cure, but simple changes in our lives can keep us on the path to healthier bones. Osteoporosis can weaken your bones and slowly rob you of your independence. A daily exercise routine, along with a diet rich in calcium and vitamin D, can make a huge difference in your bone health. Taking care of your bones is necessary for healthy aging and lifelong independence. Learn how to start your own path to good bone health. Get bone health tips at pathtogoodbonehealth.org.
Some days, I feel so down, I can barely get out of bed.